This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 big,
yeah.
Big. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Hey there, boy.
That about the boy.
Yeah.
How about that queen there, boy? How about that queenie there, boy?
So hot. So good.
Don't touch the hand there, boy.
No. Ooh.
She smells like mothballs there, boy.
Oh, but with a little rose perfume on it.
Hot as mothballs.
Hey, boy.
Baby.
Let's start with a blast from the past.
Please.
From the Belcher.
All is from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of the best of America as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say that the best of the best comes from the Don and Mike Show.
Philadelphia, Democrat. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Don and Mike.
All right, thanks. And our next call comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Republican.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that the worst thing in America today are special interest groups that are outrageous and have time to protest. How do these people have time to protest, first of all, if they hold jobs, and second of all, why are they not listening to the Don and Mike Show?
Thought you were sincere there for a minute.
Lady, I don't give a diddly shit what they call me.
Hey, that's that movie we
like
so bad.
Murphy's Romance.
Murphy's Romance.
And before we get to today's brand new Belcherama, here's another one from the archives.
You're up next. It's 37 minutes after the hour, and you're on next. Hello.
Hello?
Yes. You're on.
All right, wait. Let me turn down my radio.
Okay, by all means. The gentleman is turning his radio down, and
radio.
He is rejoining us
radio.
In... Are you there?
You have
yes, I'm here.
Okay. I can still hear your radio in the background.
Your radio.
I can still hear your radio in the background.
Okay.
You'll have to turn it off.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, great. So we are... Is it off now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
What is your name? I've never heard you before.
Oh, my name is Hugh. Hugh Hamilton.
Oh, that's great.
Hugh.
Because you have a lot of fans that listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy. Good afternoon, Talk Back. It's going to be one of those afternoons, is it? Uh-huh. I'm game for this.
Is it? Yes.
And the Belcher delivers our new favorite guy, who we don't know is the guy
that's
the like...
the slow-talking guy.
Your douchebag. He gets in three times in a row.
Wonderful. We are sympathetic.
Oh, excellent.
On this brand new call.
Three times?
Three times. Mm.
You are the douchebag.
Ready?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Oh, hello, douchebag.
Oh.
Oofa, schivoza, oofa, oofa.
Hold on, that needs a restart.
Yeah, it does.
That's so good. That's so good. That's worth hearing again.
Oh, my God.
You're on the air.
Oh, hello, douchebag.
Oh.
Oofa, schivoza, oofa, ooh, boy. Yellow.
Oofa. You're on the radio.
Who?
Turn your speaker down.
Oh, sorry. Right, let me turn it down. There we go.
Okay, well.
Is that more gooder and whatnot?
Yeah, good morning.
I tuned in a little bit late. What's the smoke-in going to be about?
Well, I'm expecting a guest who is being persecuted because he was appointed by the city of Oakland to be the administrator of its voter-approved marijuana distribution system.
Oakland, New Jersey?
Oakland, California.
Oh, the other Oakland. So is that what's happening on the 5th?
People for maybe 40 years, people have been gathering in one place or another and flaunting the law.
So are there going to be speakers there? Do you think Wes Burbank will show up? Or do you think he won't be able to appear because of his vocal cord incident?
I don't know.
How about Joe Arden? Do you think he'll show up?
No idea.
So he goes wherever there's free weed. Are they handing out free weed?
Some people will be, I'm sure, and other people will be eager to get some.
Huh. Maybe I should go there with a big Ziploc bag full of cod pieces and hand them out in exchange for...
Well, something. I don't think you'll need one yourself.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Hi, it's me again. Oi, babe, the Don and Mike Show. Did a new jingle. Do you like it?
Work on it a little bit.
Wow.
He does not ever disappoint.
Never.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
You know.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
What the? Who's your daddy?
Oh, just...
Big, 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 and a big, big, and a big, big,
big, big,
bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang,
big, 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 and a big, big, and a big, 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 bang, 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 big, 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 and a big, big, and a big, big, bang, bang, big, 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 and a big, big, and a big, 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 bang, 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 big, 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 and a big, big, and a big, 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 bang, 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 bang.
Is everybody happy?
So good.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Back to the show.
Welcome back. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, little brains. We're little brains just like you.
Oh, ours are shrinking every day.
Don and Mike Show, Tuesday. Phone number, maybe you just heard it a moment ago, 877. 365.
Yeah.
36. 36. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you boys?
Hey, what's happening?
Good afternoon.
First call of a brand new day. You douchebag.
If you're tired, we are sympathetic.
Yeah. What part of California? What?
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 Old town in the house.
What?
Boys.
Yes,
Mike. When you guys coming to Oaktown? Oaktown in the house.
Oaktown,
Oakland,
Oakland, California.
Mike, aren't you?
I'm singing the national anthem at the athletics game.
Good
for
you. Oh, please.
I am.
Oakland in the house, yo.
The athletics were gracious enough to invite me, and I will be doing that, continuing the tour.
On a serious note, you guys, I would like to say to a good friend of ours, Corellis, rest in peace. May God be with him.
What the hell is this calling
this guy
about?
Is all over the place.
I do believe
I'm not
he is.
Sure what he's doing.
I do believe he's calling from Oakland, California.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
Oaktown in the house.
Oaktown. You seem.
510 is our area code. 415.
To be all over the road.
530-916. We all in line. 707. We got hope. We got
you're
hope.
The Oaktown douchebag.
We got holes in different area codes in Oaktown.
You seem to be quite a spokesman for Oaktown.
Oakland's in the house. We call it the town, though. Hey, Mike, when you guys coming to Oakland, man?
When are you coming?
He's asked
Mike.
Me
yeah,
twice.
I told you. Didn't you listen? I'm coming out to sing the anthem before the A's game.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I want to know.
All right.
Hey, Don, you want to sell your Mustang?
Do I want to sell my Mustang?
Would you like to sell your Mustang?
No. However, I would like to join a gang. I hear there's lots of gangs in Oakland. Can you get me in a
gang? Bring it out to the sideshow, Don, and swing your Mustang.
Can you get me in a gang?
Well, yeah, you got to bring your Mustang, Don, and swing it.
I got a Raiders hat.
You going to bring your Mustang?
He wants the Mustang.
Bring I'm sorry, you cannot have my Mustang.
Come on, give
oh,
it to
man,
him,
you
boy.
Need to come and swing your Mustang, Don.
May I ask you a question?
Sideshow, yeah.
Why? Why do you require his Mustang?
Well, in Oakland, you have to bring a Ford. Refix, repair, or date.
This guy is impossible to talk to.
Here's all I have to say about this call.
Yes. Call is from New York.
Oops. I'm sorry. Here's all I have to say about this call. What?
Welcome.
Oakland, no, I'm sorry. Here's all I have to say about this call. Right. Oh, that was it?
Yeah, it was the number one.
It's got music.
Welcome to California.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where'd the wait?
Oaktown.
Welcome to California.
And that's the music that plays anytime you say that.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
I'm going.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Don and Mike Show. Ouch.
Yeah.
That hurt. That hurt like being bitch slapped when someone hangs up like that on us.
It's that painful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm on there.
No.
It depends.
That's akin to is it me?
Right, that's good right. Editing right there. Right.
Ask Miss Manners, she'll tell you.
Hi.
Ask the Queen.
Myth Manners.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, fellas.
Hi there.
I was wondering if I could ask you if you could ever tell the story of when you got into Regis's voicemail.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And Rob, you're right with that area code.
Welcome to California.
That was another one from 916.
They're active today? They're very active.
They sure are.
They're active Californians.
Let me start out today by saying happy birthday to Carly, my youngest granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
She is three today.
Three.
Three. So happy birthday to her.
Wonderful. That is a great age. That is.
If only she knew her grandfather was such a douchebag.
I got him on the brain now.
Your grandpa is the douchebag.
You are a grandfather? Oh, we're sympathetic.
You're on the air.
Oh, hello, douchebag.
Oh.
Oof, Schivoza. Oof. Oh, boy. Yellow.
Oof.
I mean, he is clearly over 300.
Yeah.
But do you think he approaches 400 pounds?
He could.
I really want to know.
I thought you meant age, not pounds.
No, definitely pounds.
And he's a creature of the night, obviously. It's a late night broadcast. It can't be anything but a late night broadcast.
Like midnight to 6 a.m.?
It has to be. It has to be overnight.
Hey, listen, before we get to the show and get to the calls and everything else, my gal was reading the newspaper this morning, the part about the Queen being here in D.C.
Right.
And first of all, God, am I sick of hearing this about this old bag on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, please. Just put her on the next cow plane to Britain and get her the frig out of here.
Right.
But everybody's caught up in it.
You're not an Anglophile?
What is an Anglophile, Mike?
Someone who follows the British aristocracy.
Right. No.
And all things white. That's what that sounds
like,
too.
I'm a scatophile. What does that mean?
Ooh, I know what that means. You got to go to that website.
That's what that doc told me.
Yeah, scatophile.
That crazy doc.
Scatophile.
Anyway, we're looking at the pictures in the newspaper, and there's Peyton Manning with his wife.
Yes.
And there's that chick from The View with her emasculated husband, the football player. And then Janet is reading down the real small name, the real small print with all the names of the people that were invited. And she said, oh, my God, I don't believe that he didn't call you. And I said, sweetie, I don't know anybody really who was at that thing who would call me. And she said, hold on, look right here. Jim Nance and his wife.
Really? Jim Nance, the pageantry.
And his wife, Lorraine.
Wow. Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Lorraine, get into the car.
That's Tom Gavin's mom's name, too. Lorraine.
Fabulous day. Beautiful here in Washington, D.C. The cherry blossoms.
Guys,
Her Majesty getting out of the limousine.
Guys, the smell of old woman is in the air. It's in my nostrils, guys.
White tie and tails. I've got the Nance tuxedo, the Nance penguin suit, Lorraine in tow. Very excited to meet the Queen of England, guys.
Guys, I only wonder now as I meet the Queen what Earl Woods must be thinking. After all, it was just a year ago, guys, for Tiger. What's Tiger thinking about me meeting the Queen guys.
You know, I might have mentioned this at the Masters that Tiger was thinking about his dad in the last tournament, thinking about his dad. Of course, always thinking about his dad. And if he was here now, he would be thinking about his dad as we walked into the room at the White House where the state dinner was being held. And I've got my beautiful tuxedo on, and there she is, resplendent in beautiful crown and fur and makeup and rose perfume covering something that I can't quite identify.
It's a vaginal odor, guys.
A beautiful odor, though, that says Queen of England, guys. But I can only think what Earl Woods would say if he was here. And we're sitting here as I sit down and nestle up close to my wife, Lorraine.
Hey, guys.
We prepare for the delicious food prepared by hundreds of White House staffers. And suddenly there is that rose perfume wafting over the state ballroom. Oh, it's a delightful day. It's a great day to be British. I'm Jim Nance.
How can it be that Nancy was invited to that thing?
I believe.
I mean, I know it's because he's in the Bush's like left-hand pocket, right?
I think he is. That's where he leans politically. I think that's why Elizabeth Hasselbeck was there. You know, I think the people that are in that broadcast. That broadcast quadrant, I think.
They're running low on celebrities, and if the best they can do is Nance and Hasselbeck.
Well, they've always been running low on celebrities.
Sure. Hey, guys, you know all of the talented people are Dems, guys.
That's right. Sure. An honor to meet you, Your Majesty. And you, too, will be honored when you watch Ghost Whisperer Friday night on CBS.
These
America's number one network.
So listen, go home, you cow, you queen cow.
And as she gets on the plane, flies back to foggy old England, we can only say, what a great time it was. Let's reflect back on the highlights of this year's state dinner at the White House.
Take all those stupid hat boxes. And, gee, I hope that they don't weigh your plane down so something happens on the way back across the pond because you have to bring 8,000 goddamn hat boxes with you like you're that little girl Eloise that used to live at the Plaza Hotel.
Prince Philip, Your Majesty, Laura, George Bush, Elizabeth Hasselbeck and husband in tow, Peyton Manning and wife, nice to see you. Jim Nance, great to be here.
I'm his wife, Lorraine.
Lorraine, please quiet. Quiet while we're meeting the Queen. What a wonderful, wonderful thrill it was to rub elbows with British royalty. Your Majesty, here's my tie.
Hi, guys. Right. It's Lorraine Nance. My husband, Jim, suffers from erectile dysfunction.
And after dinner, it was a brief stroll in the Rose Garden at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue as the smell of the roses wafted over the smell of the rose perfume worn by Elizabeth herself. Elizabeth got a chance to shake hands with my wife, Lorraine. And a beautiful day it was.
Can I speak now, darling?
Yes, go ahead, Lorraine.
It's sad you have to take that pill, honey.
Well, unfortunately, what better way to celebrate a fabulous day at the White House than with the little blue pill that makes me oh so very horny? I'm Jim Nance at the state dinner honoring Queen Elizabeth.
What's he doing there, for God's sake? I'm so sick of the pomp and the circumstance.
And as they were serving the dessert course, I could only wonder to myself, you know, if Earl Woods was here, it would have been a special day for him, too. Unfortunately, Tiger not available, playing a golf outing somewhere in the free world, a very busy schedule, but we're here with the silverware place just so, and the great tradition that is a state dinner at the White House with QE, that's what I like to call her, Queen Elizabeth.
Honey.
So glad that Phil Simms wasn't invited.
Hey, honey.
Yes, hey. Lorraine.
I'm spotting.
Well, it's time to get you home. I told you, not appropriate at a state dinner honoring the Queen of England to wear a white dress.
I'm Lorraine Nance.
Hi, Lorraine.
I'm wearing a beautiful designer gown. I'm wearing Oscar de la Renta.
Suck it, Lady Nance.
I'm wearing Oscar de la Hoya. And I'm spotting. Okay. I wish my husband would stop talking about Tiger Woods and his dad.
Lorraine will be wearing a fabulous original Oscar de la Hoya gown. I will be in an Earl Woods tuxedo. And I only know that I'll be searching out azaleas to see if they line the White House grounds as they line the beautiful fairways of Augusta.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Lorraine.
It's Lorraine Nance.
Lorraine Nance, my beautiful wife, my beautiful and charming wife.
Did I have a good time last night, guys? I was sitting at a table with my husband and a lot of dignitaries. I had too many glasses of wine, and I told them about my husband's relationship with his golf buddy, Phil Mickelson.
Ah, Phil Mickelson. There's no man that carries himself better on a golf course.
I told that story When I walked in the room and found those two guys, hey, they were naked. Oh. And one of them said, what's the par on this hole?
It was a beautiful day, Lorraine, but I wish you hadn't gotten so loose-tongued at the beautiful state dinner for Queen Elizabeth. You drank just a little bit too much wine. And, of course, that's not the Nance way. You know, I limit myself to just one glass an evening. And especially after the dessert course was served and Henry Kissinger farted. Yes, a pall fell over the entire room, but it was short-lived as we enjoyed a wonderful, wonderful aperitif with the Queen of England. Of course, I substituted my aperitif with a Sprite Zero because that's what Jim Nance does. Mum's the word on puking in butler cabin.
Unlike me, your alcoholic wife.
Yes, Lorraine, a little bit too tipsy.
Hey, guys.
Yes, now that'll be quite enough.
It's Lorraine Nance.
Mrs. Nance is finished.
I'll do anyone that'll have me, guys.
Let's get her out of here, guys.
I'll be in the men's room, guys. Honey, great news.
I'm Jim Nance, called the Secret Service.
Henry Kissinger just effed me sideways, guys.
That's not acceptable. We've got to get her into can they get a taxi cab up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
And would people please remember, we revolted against this country.
That's right.
Why are we bringing her back to the spot where we declared our independence?
Oh, it's very easy for me to answer that question. It's the pageantry, the ceremony, the absolute delight that is the Queen of England of a bygone era when people looked up to royalty and they ate cake and we starved in the streets, emaciated children playing back and forth as we, the peasants, looked up to our castles and looked up on the hill to see the majesty of the English royal family as people throughout the colonies, not only on the United Kingdom and the island of Great Britain itself, but throughout the free world where they colonized poor countries everywhere to spread their starving and poverty everywhere they would go. Lorraine has daddy issues.
Mm. Hi, guys.
Who's your daddy, Lorraine?
My daddy is.
Then it's back to the hotel room for a little pin the tail on Lorraine. Yes, and I've got the dart that will do it. I'm Jim Nance. Oh. A beautiful evening here in the nation's capital. And then, of course, back to our palatial Greenwich estate as we prepare for just another one of the many sporting events that I'll be covering.
Hey, guys, it's Lorraine. Have you seen my nipple clamps?
Oh, dear. Unfortunately, they were showing under that beautiful Oscar de la Hoya gown you were wearing. I'm Jim Nance. Barbara, Mr. President, Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, nice to meet you. Jim Nance, please say hi to my wife, Lorraine.
Hey, guys.
What a pleasure that you made the tragic mistake of inviting me to this fabulous state dinner.
We did try to call him, right?
Yeah, no reply.
No reply from
yes.
Camp
well,
Nance.
You know, yeah, guys, listen over the
Camp
line.
Nance, guys.
Can't be slumming with you guys when I'm in town for this such a stately affair as the honoring of QE, as I like to call her, Queenie Elizabeth. What a beautiful lady she is. And even at her advanced age, she still manages to look and to smell stunning.
Don't forget the last time we were supposed to have Nance on the show.
Right.
Was right around the Super Bowl when we were having our drunky show.
Hey,
guys, can't be a part of that, guys.
Can't be associated with that, guys. Really, not professional broadcasting. If you want to be real broadcasters, you know, lay off the juice, and I'll come back and join you. And I'd love to talk about it, but I'm afraid what you do is take a beautiful evening, what was a spectacular evening, honoring the Republican administration and the administration of the royal family, and you'd make it something awful, something dirty, something soiled.
Guys, it's Lorraine. Jim.
Yes, I'm here, Lorraine.
May I propose a toast, guys?
Yes. Well, she's going to speak. Let's all raise our glasses here at the state dinner. Lorraine has a little toast.
Hey, guys, Lorraine here to my husband, Jim.
Yes, Lorraine. What is your toast?
Why do you hit me?
Now, I think Mrs. Nance has had quite enough to drink. We didn't make it to the soup course before she talked about my corporal punishment. But in the Nance household, it's controlled and it's respectful. And anybody that decides to veer out of those borders gets punished and punished thoroughly. I'm Jim Nance.
You're a bastard, Jim.
Yes, well, that's why the Board of Education waits for you, Lorraine, at home. That's right, my giant Jim Nance paddle. With a lovely design modeled after one of my many ties that I hand to children after I'm done doing my broadcast. So glad to be here, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, your quarterback husband, who the name escapes me right
Tim.
Now. Tim Hasselbeck.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you know Nancy sat at the head table with the Queen and the President?
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
He was all the way at the top?
Yes, I was at the head table, and I must say, if you're close enough to the Queen when she's eating the main course, the food just flies out of her mouth in all sorts of directions. You know, her dentures tend to slip.
Hey, guys, it's Lorraine Nance. A toast to my husband and his one ball.
Oh, now sit down, Lorraine. That's uncalled for. Your Royal Majesty, would you pass the brown and serve rolls, please? Thank you so much. Oh, dear, I've gotten a bit of butter sauce on my white tie and tails. Damn, Lorraine, you'll be punished later for this.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don. A wonderful, tremendous rendition of the Nance family.
Are you patronizing us, or is that a sincere, heartfelt compliment?
No, it's very sincere, and it's the most tremendous version I've ever heard.
I thank you, sir. You're a class act. You're a class act like all the CEOs that sponsor all of the golf tournaments on the PGA Tour that were broadcast right here on CBS.
The voice gives me chills to hear. I love the voice.
It's Lorraine.
Tonight on 60 Minutes, Lou Dobbs.
Wonderful.
What an interesting character
he is. There is a rare researcher out of Maryland, Michael Sean Bunting, about ED, erectile dysfunction. And
what's he doing?
I have no idea.
Is you need a hot chick, and it never happens. You understand?
Hold on.
No.
You've changed
You're changing topics. You're confusing everyone now. What are you doing?
Okay, thank you for the compliment about the
Nance
stuff.
Well, I know you have ED, Jim.
Oh, he wants to play.
No, you can't. You can't play this game.
I don't like this caller.
Donna, Mike, egotistical that way. We'll accept your compliments, but not your participation.
Toss you aside like one of my used monthly rags.
Oh, dear Lorraine, please, no need to go into details about your personal life and your hygiene.
Hello, Donna and Mike show.
Hey, how about you guys? Can we do Nance to Nance now instead of Elvis to Elvis?
Oh, get out of here, would you?
Everybody's got a suggestion.
Hey, guys.
And speaking of suggestions, the CBS suggestion box is open for each and every one of you. If you'd like to see me wear a different color blazer, just drop it in, send it to CBS.com.
Why'd you tell me my breasts are sagging, Jim?
That was a throwaway comment, Lorraine. Now, we don't want the beatings to begin when we get back to the hotel. Remember where you are. You are at a state dinner at the head table with Queen Elizabeth and her husband, Prince Philip. And, of course, George and Barbara. Barbara in a beautiful gown.
I just told Peyton Manning I'm not wearing panties.
It's uncalled for. I was mentioning the clothing. Thought you'd enjoy that delightful gown worn by Barbara Bush, designed by the eminent designer Floyd Mayweather. Delightful. Absolutely delightful, Barbara.
All right, go home, Queen. Just get out of here. Yeah. Just get out of our country.
Fly away, my pet.
Stop it. We have more important things we want to talk about. As a country, we've forgotten about Herr Hasselhoff.
You know, she's getting on a British Airways jet, but it should be pointed out that anything she flies on is the royal plane. Hmm. And anything she sets foot on is the royal vat. If it's the royal scale in her bathroom, as soon as Queen Elizabeth sets her meaty feet on that scale, it is the royal scale.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, Lorraine.
It's your wife.
Hello, how are you, darling?
If you continue this, we're going to have to talk about, hey, guys, the comb over.
Now, listen, that's uncalled for, Lorraine. Lorraine's had a little bit too much of the Manischewitz at the state dinner to honor the Queen. Very frustrating. No need to drink anymore, darling. I'm going to whisk you back to Connecticut.
She's a royal pain in the ass, guys. I'll tell you that. It's Lorraine Nance.
You know, Lorraine, if you
screw
keep talking,
this bitch queen,
I'm going to fly you down to Houston and put you in that special cabin that I have, that special locked cabin where you stay.
Hey, guys.
Until you dry out.
It's Lorraine Nance. Mm. You want to talk about Jim? Here's something that's not made up. How about that time that Don and Mike were doing the show? There was a big hurricane about to hit Houston. Where Jim Nance's dad was.
Uncalled for, over the line, Lorraine Nance.
Do you remember that?
I want a divorce.
He said on the air, he said, yeah, my dad, I'm thinking about my dad.
Thinking about him, and I always do, each and every day. He's on my mind, you didn't, much like Tiger.
Let me get back into character, excuse me. Hey, guys.
Yes, Lorraine Nance speaking.
As I recall, you didn't care enough to get your dad out of the city, though.
Well, a busy schedule, you know, lots of people. I've got lots of responsibilities, including you, Lorraine. It's very difficult keeping you in scotch every day.
Your dad, Earl Nance, there in a shelter when his son could have brought the Gulfstream in, guys.
Always on my mind. Always. One of my great regrets is that I didn't personally fly the Nance jet down there and rescue him. And but it's good that I had other family members that tended to the ill, they're doing just fine.
Did we have that pretty much correct? Wasn't that it? That he was... Let's go to show historian Rob Spiewak.
Yes, his father was in bad health at the time and could not leave.
Roll right.
And so...
I couldn't have done anything even if I got there.
Mm-hmm.
But you made it to your game.
Well, it's important to, you know, when you're a CBS broadcaster, there are a lot more people than just immediate family that rely on me.
The CBS family.
Best, it's the CBS family and also all the CBS viewers like family.
You made sure he got his medicine?
I did indeed, yes. Airlifted on the CBS plane.
Good.
Mailed it, I think.
I mailed it snail mail.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Lorraine.
It's Lorraine Nance.
Lorraine Nance, my wife.
I've had a bride
of 73 years.
Wow. I've not had an orgasm since 1969, guys.
Sit down, Lorraine. That'll be quite enough. Please, not that kind
Jim
of talk.
Jim is incapable, guys.
We are not going to talk like that in front of the Queen of England.
The only time he gave it to me, guys, is when he made me wear a Phil Simms mask.
I'm a little frustrated that the Secret Service did not allow me to wear my own personal powdered wig that I wanted to show up with. And unfortunately, they said no to that. I'd be stealing the show. What a lovely lady she is. The weight of an entire country resting on her shoulders.
Hey, guys.
You'd never know by the way she carries herself and the way she smells.
You like my beautiful gloves that go all the way up to my elbows?
They are nice.
Let me peel them down. Look at these.
Don't show that, Lorraine.
Cigarette burns.
Stop it. Not me.
Why do you do that, guy?
I have nothing to do with this.
You're a cutter, Lorraine.
You've done it to yourself. Self-mutilation. Ever since I got the big job at CBS when I was host of the NFL Today, that's when you began cutting yourself, and I'm not sure why, but I am sure of one thing, that any tournament that Tiger Woods plays in, as he's walking down the 18th fairway, win, lose, or draw, he will have the memory of his father, Earl Woods, steeped in the great tradition that is the Masters.
As I said to the Queen last night, when I, it's Lorraine, everybody.
Lorraine Nance.
Hey, guys, when I was speaking to the late Earl Woods, I remember he leaned and whispered into my ear and said, God bless you. And I said, my husband can't get it up.
That's unacceptable. Sit down, please. We'll discuss this right after Cold Case on CBS. Thank you, Lorraine Nance. Please sit down. You've spilled. Is that a spill? Did you spill gravy?
Earl Woods said he's got the floppy disk. I said, yes, he does on CBS.
Yes, it's just another ordinary Monday night with the Nances.
I hate my life, Jim.
I love my career. I only wish I could spend more time with you, Lorraine, before I have you voluntarily or involuntarily committed.
Why do you lock me in that mansion in Connecticut, Jim?
Some things are necessary, Lorraine.
I used to love you, Jim.
Lorraine, I was the one that installed that safe room. Originally, it was for the protection of our family and not really for a place to imprison you. However, as your behavior, Lorraine Nance, has deteriorated over the years, I found it necessary to put you in there for extended periods of time. You do have a one small 13-inch television set that's directly tied into CBS programming, and I think that's enough, isn't it? Lorraine Nance?
That's psychological torture, Jim.
Not at all, Lorraine. I'll be retiring, Lorraine, on April 22nd, 2032.
After you do your 50th goddamn Masters?
And it might have been in the immortal words of the horse Barbaro, who said, if a woman gets out of line at a state dinner, carry yourself with all the dignity you can muster, and then get her back to the hotel and lock her in the closet.
James Brown screwed me like a carpenter, buddy.
That's unacceptable. Now she's talking nonsense.
His love was in his nail gun, guys.
I'm calling Letterman. I'm sending you out to that special room on his ranch in Montana.
I screwed him, too. I've screwed everyone at CBS, guys.
Well, I'm on the road long enough, and I suppose that's what you do to dishonor me and the entire Nance family.
You want to see pictures of me with Andy Rooney?
I'd like to talk to the CEO of Shell Oil, if I could. What a wonderful tournament. What a great day. Great fairways. Great crowds. Great people. What a wonderful class act you are.
You know what Jim said to me the other day?
What did I say?
As he was burning me with a cigarette.
I've never done that in my life.
While hitting me and blackening my eyes.
Not true.
He said, I pray the day that gasoline goes to $5 a gallon so Shell Oil makes more money, guys.
I should point out to you, Lorraine.
And then he hit me in my uterus, guys.
Now, you know that I've got lots of friends in the big oil industry, and I should say their profits drive the country's economy. I'm not going to back off those conservative views that have carried me to the top of the CBS family. You're not going to sound like some of those whining liberal belly achers, are you, Lorraine? Or I'll have to lock you in that special safe room again.
Guys, it's Lorraine Nance.
Yeah. Hello, Lorraine. Lorraine, it's almost time for our dessert course.
Why did you tie my tubes?
We must be going, Mr. President. Queen Elizabeth, Mr. President.
I crave the caress.
Tim and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Of Hootie Johnson.
Star Jones.
The and man who gives me what I need.
Questionable lover. So nice to see each and every one of you. Dr. Kissinger, always a pleasure. Thanks. We're getting Lorraine out of here right now.
I hate you, Jim.
Let's get her out of here.
I hate you, Jim.
Please don't make me put my hand over your mouth on CBS.
I did it to Brent Musburger.
There's really no need for you to be popping off of the mouth like this, Lorraine.
They didn't call him Jimmy the Greek for nothing.
I will not bring you to the next Super Bowl if you continue this behavior.
Hey, guys. Phil Sims is hung like a horse.
That's it. We're all done here. Time to get her out of here. We're going to take her back to the room for electroshock therapy. Say goodnight, Lorraine Nance. Say goodbye to all of our friends, all of our newfound friends. Friends, what a great day here, friends. Wonderful time here. Wonderful time at the White House. Wonderful time in Washington, D.C., and a wonderful time for everyone at CBS Sports.
The Nances.
Please, God, end my life now.
Yes, it's going to be over soon, Lorraine. Let's go up and take a look at our mountain house. Let's go to our mountain retreat in the Carolinas.
Must I watch again the repeat of you calling the 1992 Masters?
Nothing quite like it.
You piece of ass.
A tradition like no other. Or is it a tradition unlike any other?
Someday the Bernie shall become the Burner.
A tradition like no one's ever seen before. A tradition that has never come around the pike.
In your case, that would be something hard.
Now, that's uncalled for. I'll have you know that I have my good times on the road. Phil and I make our own fun. Yes, it's a brief, small half glass of wine with our steak dinners, then back to the hotel suite for a game of pinochle.
Hey, guys, it's Lorraine. I saw it. It was like that scene in Borat, guys. It was Phil Sims and my husband, Jim Nance, bed together.
Well, I've got my DVD of Brokeback Mountain that Phil and I will watch. You know, he's a cowboy. Phil Sims, cowboy-like, kind of a Texas guy. My kind of guy, and of course I'm a Texan too. Houston Texans season ticket holder, although I never get to the games. Just too busy, guys.
Right.
Way over the line.
Guys.
Now you'll notice to distract from my embarrassing wife, Lorraine Nance, I will be removing the jacket, then the white tie, and then my tuxedo shirt, showing everybody the Nance nipples. There you are, Mr. and Mrs. President. I'm sorry, Mr. President, Laura, Elizabeth, Tim Hasselbeck, your Royal Majesty, Prince Philip.
You could see mine, but he burned them off. Hey, guys, with a big lighter.
That's a lie, Lorraine Nance. Wow. You know that's a lie on CBS.
Poor woman.
Poor put-upon woman.
That's right.
The stress of being married to me. But that's okay. She's going to hang in there. With the right amount of therapy, I know she's going to be just fine. Lorraine Nance is going to hang in there like all great wives. The man
guys,
behind, the woman behind the man.
I just made. Daddy, I just made.
Let's get her out of here. We'll blame it on Dr. Kissinger.
Really, seriously. What was he doing there?
Invited
really,
guest.
What was he doing there?
Party supporter.
At the head table, though. He's the best they can do.
He's a partisan.
Of course
he She loves golf on TV.
The queen.
Yeah. Can't get enough of it.
She enjoys it.
Hey, guys. Okay, well, let's break here. We've not even discussed 24. Something monumental happened to me last night during 24.
Really?
I don't know if it means I'm off the show or what.
Huh.
I'll just say,
did you fall asleep?
Yeah, you bet your ass I did.
I fall asleep every week during 24.
I have to
watch it the morning after.
It happens sometimes.
I didn't have nothing to drink. I mean, it was just, we were just sitting there.
Well, that's where we part company. I mean, I had 8 drinks before I passed out. Then.
We're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And the guy got shot, the CTU guy got shot. And the next thing I know is Janet said, wow, that was a really good episode.
I fell asleep during House when the lady had the testicles. Oh, yeah. And then I woke up, started to watch 24, fell asleep during that.
Wow. Oh, well, maybe that's just you.
Got to the point where the Chinese guys were going down into the sewer. And I went out.
I always can stay up to watch my favorite TV shows. Always, I'm good at bed.
Well, they're not. They're boring.
10:30, 11 o'clock at night. But
they're
it's
not.
Like,
they're not whole. And then it got good towards the end. Right. I mean, I'm kind of interested to see what happens now.
I wouldn't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it at all.
I slept.
Did you sleep for the whole thing?
No, I saw it to the point where they raided CTU and the guy got shot.
Milo.
Yeah, and
that was a good moment.
And then it was.
Yeah,
Sleep City.
I'm trying to even remember what happened after that.
There are some shows, and I think 24 is one of them, where it gets this very low, quiet tone for a while, and that's usually when they lose you, when it gets really quiet, and that's when you tend to fall asleep.
And also I knew right away there'd be no Devane, because his name wasn't there, but Babe in the City was there, so
yeah, Cromwell.
So the dad had to be on again, right?
And you saw them send the blonde chick into the... her lover's arms, and then he got a little suspicious. He always outlasts the other ones, doesn't he?
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
So did I, guys.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.